uncharted waters are very scary. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Uncharted waters are very scary. We all make promises to ourselves that we are going to live a better life. We're going to do things in a more proper way. We're going to do things more beneficial to ourselves. We're going to have better, more positive thoughts, more positive attitudes, more positive life. We're going to live a better life. Yes, yes. We make these promises. And as soon as we make these promises, we forget them. And we forget them because of one reason. We forget them because we say that we are whole and perfect, and then the next minute we claim we have a problem, we have a hurt, we have something that bothers us. If we're going to make a claim and that we are whole and perfect, we have to make this claim regardless of the appearances that come up. And the appearances do come up. And to say that I'm whole and perfect when I'm not is very scary. It's a very scary way to be, because you think, how can I lie like this? How can I say something that's not true? How can I deny the truth of my being, that I am sick, that I'm unhappy, that I've got problems? How can I deny that and say I am whole and perfect? Well, we say we are whole and perfect not because we are denying that we are sick. We say that we are whole and perfect not because we are trying to put a new lie into motion for ourselves so that it'll we have something to stand up for, that we'd like to stand up for being whole and perfect. We say that we are whole and perfect for one simple reason. We say that we are whole and perfect because this is our natural reality. This is what we are. Now, people have operations sometimes to change their sex. They want to change from being a man to being a woman. And they have an operation done, and they have all these things done. Well, now, that's fine and dandy. But their original purity, their original integrity, the reality of that person is always going to be the man that they are. They may change the outer appearances, but that truth of themselves, that being of themselves, that they are a man, is always there. They say, no, no, I'm a woman inside. I'm tied inside of this man's body, and I want to be released. Well, that's not it. We might say we want to be released, that our reality is something different than what appears to be. But what appears to be is what our attitude is about us. Now, we are not having a sex operation here. We are having an operation on our mental attitude from what is our reality. Who really are we? Are we really beautiful beings? Are we really? Am I really a divine being? Am I really whole and perfect? Am I really that? Is that my reality, that I'm whole and perfect? How can I say that? How can I know that? Well, change is scary. Change is scary because though we have been whole and perfect as little children, and though we have been whole and perfect many times in our life, many other times we have this other condition, this illness, this sickness, this cancer, this wound that hurts our integrity and our being, and we worry about it. And what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? And we shout and cry and are anxious in every possible way. And our anxiety doesn't get any less by our saying that I'm whole and perfect when the appearance is there that we're not whole and perfect. The anxiety just grows and grows. And we want to fight it, and we want to try to pretend that we're something that we're not. When we are what we are, we'll stand up for it in all the perfection of our being. If I say I am whole and perfect, and I outwardly show forth something that's not whole and perfect, then what I really believe about myself is that I'm not whole and perfect. Because every moment that I can spend on thinking anything, that is what I experience. And either way is all right. Either way is acceptable by your body, by your mind, by your being. And so, either way is an illusion. Illusion of I'm whole and perfect. Illusion I'm sick. Now, what illusion would I say that I'd like to have in my body? what illusion would I say that I'd like to have in my experience? What illusion would I like to live? Well, good question, isn't it? What illusion would I like to live? Well, I want to live that I'm whole and perfect. Yeah, that's what we say to ourselves. We say to ourselves we'd like to be whole and perfect. But I've got this illness. Well, do you want to be whole and perfect? Then you have to make that your decision. If you want to be whole and perfect, you have to move away from that sickness. We have to move away from the thought of being ill. You have to move away from the concept that you are ill and move into the concept that you're whole and perfect. And as you move into the concept that you're whole and perfect, then wholeness and perfection begin to take over in your consciousness. And it's scary at first. You feel like you're lying to yourself. You feel like you're being untrue to yourself. No, you can lie to yourself and say, I'm sick, and then you'll be sick. And you keep thinking about sickness, and you are sick. No, that's not quite so scary, because that seems like we have no control over it. And then we go around and we say, well, I'm whole and perfect. And we have control over that, but my goodness, we're not showing that outwardly. Our bodies are looking like they're sick, and we're saying we're whole and perfect. Well, we continue saying it, and we continue saying it. And the more we say it, the more we are it, the more we live it, the more we reveal that in our world, in our life, and in our affairs. It's scary. It's scary to have one illusion when we want another. It's scary when we have the illusion of illness and we want health. But if a doctor didn't believe that health was our nature, he would not work with us. Maybe the doctor doesn't. I don't know. I do know. The doctor does work with us. If we didn't believe that wholeness were our reality, we wouldn't be working so assiduously for it when illness wants to take over. And illness does take over when we give ourselves the opportunity for illness to be there. We say that illness is there. We say that we are ill. We say we are sick. We say we have problems. Anytime you get up in the morning, do you set your day? Do you say, I'm whole and perfect? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in a beautiful world. Everything is glorious. And then you read in the newspaper or you hear on the radio or television about something that's not so glorious. And you say, oh my goodness, oh! Or do you say, all is in divine order. All is glorious. Contrary to what I hear, contrary to what I'm told, contrary to what I see, all is glorious, all is glorious, all is glorious. And little by little, you stop thinking about the problem because it's away from you. And it solves itself. It goes back to normality. The normality of life is not living in constant fear, constant hatred, constant anxiety. If that were the case, we would cease to exist. We would cease to have any existence at all, because life cannot dwell, cannot build and grow and be in hatred. Even when people are living in terrible circumstances, they have the love of their family, the love of each other. They have the caring that's going on within. And though that outer symbol may be rather tough and rather difficult, they still live by that inner beauty, that inner peace, that inner love. Love will always win out. Though the uncharted waters of the illness may seem to shake our boat a little bit, we have to stand firm. We have to remain definite in the fact that we say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I like me, I like me, I like me. The uncharted waters are not ones that we have to be frightened about. It's only that we set our chart to go to the stable waters. We set our direction to go into our divine reality, our divine self. We turn our attention toward the happiness. And as we do this, the unhappiness fades away. As we turn our attention toward our purity and our goodness and dwell upon that alone, purity and goodness grow and grow, and our purity and goodness take over, and there are no longer any uncharted waters, any scary things that force us to feel insecure, and we say in wholeness and purity and goodness, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order, all is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And as we proclaim, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, again and again and again and again and again. This is what we have, and this is what we experience. Do you want uncharted waters? Well, if you do, go right ahead. They're all about you if you want them. But if you want your chart to be set by that inner self, that inner glow, that inner knowingness, then stop. Stop your outward searching, stop the outward looking for the answer, and look within. For within me, within each of us, is the answer that says, I am peace, I am wholeness, I am right action, I am truth, I am love. Within each one of us is the answer that says, it is done. It is done. It is done. Think on these things, and no longer will uncharted waters disturb you, for you'll go right to the center of your being as I do, and find there the peace of a charted direction saying, all is in divine order now. Join me in this affirmation of truth about myself and yourself right now, and know that it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.